This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This is also the inaugural week of the weaponized woman. So joining me again as my guest host, who I must say has, you have impressed me, and I'm ready to give over the entire show to you, and I'm going to retire, is Tatiana Whitlock of TatianaWhitlock.com, and her guest this evening is Catherine Jordan. She is a, you're a guide, right? You're some sort of a guide and a hunting guide and an outfitter, and you support vets and all kinds of other stuff.
Absolutely. I'm a registered Maine guide. It's here in Maine.
Yeah, I notice you guys have the same area code. I just know that you guys are like latte partners or something.
Well, actually, we met years ago doing some work for veterans for the Summit Project, which was an amazing project and experience. I hope we could talk a little bit about that. But we met at the MEPS, at the Summit Project Memorial, and we just became good friends, and I just admire Tatiana so much. She's done so many wonderful things for women, especially, and her youth and her gun classes, and I am just such a big fan. So this is a real honor to be here tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, absolutely. Tatiana, I'm going to let you take this over at this point. Okay, you've got the calm, Mr. Suvo. Go, Ms. Suvo.
I'm so excited, Bill. I've been bragging about you, Catherine, all week. So I'm so excited to finally be able to get you on the air. Can you tell? I'm like, let's do this.
So, I'm super, super excited. And actually, I can hear you now. I had terrible feedback at the very beginning. So I couldn't, when I was talking, I really couldn't hear anything. But I can hear you now. So this is wonderful.
Okay.
And I'm very excited to be here. And I told you earlier, I'm such a huge fan of yours, having met you at the Summit Project MEPS room and doing those hikes together for them. And I'm just super proud of everything you do. So. Yeah, big fan. Happy to be here.
Well, likewise. Know that I have the same sentiments. For those who I'm going to introduce you to, Catherine, for the first time, I know most of Maine right now is cheering really loud because those of us who are in the hunting community know Catherine, and Catherine has been in the news in the New England area for a number of different reasons, the Summit Project being one of them. If you're not familiar with the Summit Project, it's an incredible Maine living memorial program that supports Gold Star families in the remembrance of fallen Maine veterans. It is such an incredibly powerful, moving, vital part of supporting our first responders community in the state, and it's something I would love to see replicated in every state. So the people that we were able to meet there, it's just amazing what it does, and it brings the community together. And the people that we've met through the Summit Project, one of which, of course, is Catherine. She started her career in education. I'll let you talk a little bit more about that. But it's your fault that I got into hunting. And I'll tell you the story of why. You were telling the story one of the guys when we were all at lunch, and you were talking about, because you were a professional teacher for your entire career, and you were talking about turkey hunting, and that you were going turkey hunting before school. And it was like, it was this normal thing. Like, most people go to Starbucks. You went turkey hunting before you changed and went to school on your way to school. And that just blew my mind. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So I really started looking into it from there. And your career has been phenomenal. So tell folks a little bit about how you got into hunting and guiding professionally.
Well, you know, I've been an outdoor person for my whole entire life. You know, my dad was an avid fisherman, and he would be out on the lake tying flies to fish, you know, seeing what was out on the water. So he was really a wonderful influence in my life. And as a young child, he set up a little BB range in our basement and gave me all the gun safety lessons and rules. And so it's been a lifestyle, you know, family traditions and a wonderful family tradition. So it's been a lifelong adventure for me. And so I was a teacher and I was a math teacher and I enjoyed that tremendously. But, you know, one day I thought, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? You know, a second career. And, actually on a Summit Project hike is where my career, this new second career kind of blossomed. The Summit Project, for those who don't really know, is you carry the stones of the fallen and you carry their stone on a hike, but their story for a lifetime. And I was hiking with a gentleman who was a 30-year military career guy, a combat veteran, and we were carrying Thomas Dosty's stone. And he knew him, and I don't know if you remember this particular story, but he died in a dining facility in Iraq days before Christmas back in 2004. And so as we were talking about the soldier and doing this hike, we thought, you know, he was transitioning out of the military, I was transitioning out of teaching, and what could we do to help this particular group, this segment, the veterans, the transitioning veterans, the Gold Star families. And he had done death notifications, and they were, that Gold Star families were very dear to his heart. So we came up with, you know, he came from a guiding family, his dad, 50 years being a Maine guide, and his name is Jack Mosier. And we got talking, like, let's do this. Let's start Gold Star Outfitters. And it's been just life-changing. You know, we started the hike, and we just got very involved with the Gold Star families and the transitioning veterans, first responders we've had come to visit. And it's we provide access to the woods and waterways as a healing resource. It's a pro bono 501c3 nonprofit. So anyone in need comes and has a healing retreat with us. And so, and where the name came from is, I was a school teacher. I'd always take these little gold stars on my kids' papers. He was a ranger, and dealt with, the Gold Star families. And so the Gold Star Outfitters name just seemed to fit both of us. And so we've partnered with some other wonderful 501c3, including Project Killing Waters Fly Fishing and Travis Mills Foundation. And it's just been an incredible year. I mean, it's just been incredible. I never thought when I left teaching I would find something that I loved as much as teaching, but this has been by far one of the best adventure decisions I ever made.
And it's a pretty significant career change from an outsider's perspective. I mean, knowing that the outdoors
kind of seems
has always
that way.
Been a part of your life.
Right. It's always been like
natural.
You said, you know, yeah, I'm sorry. It's a little bit of weird feedback in, but yeah, it's like hunting before school or going out fishing afterwards or whatever. It's always been a part of my life. And actually as a Maine guide, there's a lot of teaching to it. You know, we've had a lot of people come with their children that have never fished before. And so you still get to teach a lot and educate a lot about the great Maine outdoors. And so it is teaching in a way. So I still haven't left that. So it's really not such a big leap, but people look at me and they're always surprised at what I do. Like, you know, when I meet new people, I always ask them, well, what do you think I do? And hunting guide never comes up ever as an option. But I love it. And there are some pretty humorous stories. Jack and I have a matching uniform that we wear, hat, matching shirts. I mean, right down to the same boots. And, you know, they'll walk right by me and say to Jack, oh, my gosh, are you a Maine guide? How was that? I'm like, I'm standing right here. You know, it's such a male-dominated field that I think people really have to realize that women are coming into the profession now. And it's a great job for women. And I just can't say enough positive things that this career change has done for me, you know, professionally, emotionally, just everything.
Well, it certainly is an impressive thing, and I would like to get into a little bit more about what that means to be a woman in the professional hunting community when we come back from break. But before that happens, let people know how they can find you and find out more about Gold Star Outfitters.
Okay, I'm on Instagram, and you can find me at Catherine.MaineGuide, and that's Catherine with a C, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, .MaineGuide. We also have a Facebook page, Gold Star Outfitters, and we have a website. It's goldstaroutfitters.org, And you can contact us on any of those platforms for information about what we do.
Perfect.
There you go. We'll be right back. The Week of the Weaponized Woman. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, a design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And this is day 4 of the Week of the Weaponized Woman. And my guest host, Tatiana Whitlock, she has brought Catherine Gordon with her. And Tatiana, before you take off on your merry segment here, Catherine, I'm going to give you one pointer on how to be calm when doing a radio show, okay?
Yeah, I have a little bit of energy. Can you tell?
Yeah. I want you to make believe like you're affecting a radio voice while trying to sound like William Shatner.
Ooh. Okay. we'll give that a try.
So, like, when Tatiana asks you a question, you should be going, you know, do the ridiculous radio voice at the same time being Captain Kirk. So you should be going, well, Tatiana, so nice of you to ask me that. So far, I have, you know, that kind of thing. So.
I'll give that a try.
Give that a try. So I'm going to let me sit back and let Tatiana let her weave her magic. So take off, young lady.
Okay. I might give that a try, but not on air. I don't want that recording of posterity until I perfect it, Bill, and then I will definitely weigh in on that. You know, I think, Catherine, one of the things that I think is fascinating, because it's been my own experience, was I got into firearms to have something to do outside of the household of having a bunch of kids and working multiple jobs. And so it was a cathartic, almost therapeutic experience to get into the world of shooting and plinking, range plinking at the time when I began. And that evolved into self-defense. And that seems to be the story of so many women who are new into the firearms community, into the whole concept of having or interfacing with a gun. But that tends to also evolve from that space into hunting, because now the equipment isn't so scary, and the experience of being around guns and around other people with firearms and how to be safe around other people with firearms is no longer this, like, petrifying concept. And so hunting becomes a very natural progression for most women because they understand it can be done safely and it's not so overwhelming. And they've squashed a lot of the stereotypes they've been hit with along the way. And you are a stereotype smasher, hands down. You're gorgeous. You're stunning. You're professional and just incredible at what you do. And you would not look at someone like you and go, she's a professional main guy. She doesn't wear nearly enough flannel and she's not missing any teeth. What's going on? But, you know, there are so many women getting into the firearms community, and there are so many that are looking to go hunting. And when I first started to be interested, I found a group of gentlemen in Southern Maine who did a wonderful job, and they were all about ethics, and that's what really captured my attention. But when I went for my first big game or my big first real hunt, I found one of the few Maine guides. And that's what really made me feel like, okay, I can do this. I've got a female guide. This is going to be fantastic. And it was. It was the hunt of a lifetime. It was amazing. And she made it spectacular. So if you were to make an address to the women that are thinking about getting into hunting, that this is new to them, woman to woman, what would you say?
Oh, it's such a confidence builder, you know, to take those lessons and really get proficient with your weapon of choice and to go out into the woods. It's such a healing environment to me to be out. Anything, if that's stressful or weighing on my mind, it just kind of disappears when I'm out there and you're walking through the woods. You know, when you get that first, you know, ruffled grouse or whatever it is that you're hunting, and you are like, I did this, I can do this. And it's such a huge confidence builder. And when I take people out I get more excited for them when they get their first bird or whatever we're hunting than I do when I hunt myself, because it's so exciting to see how they come back full of confidence. And, you know, they're providing for their family. It's a all-natural food source, and I can't stress that enough how, you know, today's food chain, you know, with all the chemicals and hormones and things they put into it, how harvesting your own game is such a healthy, wonderful choice for you and your family. And just this wonderful female bonding time. You know, I have coming up at House in the Woods, which is another veteran-run organization that I work with, an all-female Veterans Week, and we're going to be doing some ice fishing, some coyote hunting, and all kinds of things. And when you see women that have maybe had skills with firearms but never taken that next step towards hunting, just do that and feel the confidence that comes with it. I love, love, love to see that.
It is. It is so peaceful. I never thought that I would crave going and sitting in a tree stand for 8 hours. You know, now I'm like, oh, I would love to do that right now. It's amazing. It is. It's one of those empowering experiences. And for many people, it's getting them out of the house, getting them out of their shell. Now, another thing that you do is and a barrier to entry for many people is that they don't feel they have the gear or the resources to gear up. because it's not an inexpensive sport to begin. However, what you do for the veterans and for the folks in need is you pretty much, all they have to do is get in the car.
Exactly. Especially with Gold Star Outfitters, we are outfitters. We have, you know, the tents, the sleeping bags, we provide the food, the canoes, everything, you know. So, you know, if we have a stressed mom and she's having just kind of a hard time, and just it's a very easy thing. Just put the kids in the car, come see us. We do absolutely everything. And you can just see it takes all the pressure off. All they literally have to do is get in the car and drive to Gold Star Outfitters, and we take care of them all day long. And we'll take them out, you know, fishing or whatever their particular adventure is, and provide everything for them. And it's a real family bonding time, and you can see the progression of the ease that comes from, you know, being out on the water or out in the woods. And by the end of the day, it's been an amazing family building, you know, time for them, and with nothing stressful. You know, they don't have to worry about anything, not snacks, not food, nothing. So, and that's why we're an outfitter rather than just guiding, because you can hire just guides, but we are an outfitters that provides everything. So that's really helpful, I think, to families, especially with everything as crazy as it is in today's society. And especially, like you said, if you're just starting out and you don't know exactly what products are good, or, you know, even to be able to afford all of the things you need, just come to us. We'll take you there. That's our tagline.
So what, I love it. And it's, as a mom, if you provide the snacks, I am all about it. I mean, that's huge.
Oh, I'm
as a mom
snack girl.
Little
girl. Yeah.
Good to know.
Next time we go
on a hike, I'm going to your backpack. Good.
Absolutely.
I think that's incredible. If people are looking for more information about House in the Woods, how can they find that?
Okay, House in the Woods is run by Gold Star Family. And I actually, this is another Summit Project link. Paul House is the founder of this with the Emery family, and I hiked their son Joel's stone for the Summit Project, and that's how they're just a wonderful family. And this House in the Woods is to honor those two fallen soldiers. And in Lee, Maine, and you can look them up online at www.houseinthewoods.org. And the other two things I just kind of wanted to give a shout out to, because I spent all summer as a volunteer fishing guide at the Travis Mills Foundation. And I did that as a program lead with Jack Mosier for Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. And both of those organizations are dedicated to the physical and emotional, you know,
Catherine,
rehabilitation.
Let me get you to hold it right there. Stick a pin in that and pick that up when we get back. My guest this hour, my guest host is my Tatiana Whitlock. Her guest is Catherine Gordon. This is the Week of the Weaponized Woman. This is also Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And this is day four of the Week of the Weaponized Woman. My guest host is Tatiana Whitlock, and her guest tonight is Gold Star Outfitter Catherine Gordon. Ladies, shall you take it again?
Absolutely.
Have at it.
Okay. Are you ready? This is where we get to talk about the cool stuff. We had to talk about guns. So tell me, what do you hunt with? If you're going turkey hunting, what is your turkey gun right now? What's your favorite go-to shotgun?
I actually have two. I have a 20-gauge pump Mossberg that I like and a 20-gauge semi-auto Remington. I got my biggest turkey with the Remington. It was over 20 pounds, and I was, like, ecstatic. That was, like, you know, the best day ever. So I have those two, and I love both of them equally.
Now, have you done any modifications? Have you changed anything to them, or are they factory stock?
No, they were just factory stock. But I have an A2 223 Bushmaster that I do lots of cool things to, and I love that. But I haven't hunted with it. I just like to target practice with that. I deer hunt, and I've gotten a couple bucks the last two seasons. This season, I hate to admit, I did not get my deer. I'm mortified to admit that, but I didn't. I know Jack got a huge one. I got nothing. I do enjoy deer hunting as well.
People don't quite understand. Maine is not like hunting in Michigan or Ohio. We don't have the whitetail population that the rest of the country does, and our population keeps getting crushed by disease and weather over many generations. So, you know, I know a lot of hunters who went out this year and didn't come back with something, so don't be too hard on yourself.
Thank you for making me feel better. I tell everybody it's because I was working so hard. I didn't, you know, for other people, I didn't have time to do it for myself. But, yeah, it was just a tough season for me.
And what's your turkey? What is your go-to ammo? What load are you shooting?
Well, for deer, for my
We'll start with turkey.
Turkey, honey? Yes, I use my little 6 gauge. Whoops, can you pass that to me? I'm sorry, I have cats. I'm sitting in my living room. No, pass that to me, Kevin. I'm very sorry. You know, I'd like to pretend I was a little more sophisticated than this, but I have cats that have just knocked over a bunch of stuff.
If you do the Shatner voice, you get past all of that, though. If you just do the Shatner voice, all that goes away.
Yeah, I'm really apologize for that. When I tend for my turkey, I'm using my little 6 loads, and I don't know. I love it. I get out there and it's just the nature and the birds and just everything has been really a good positive experience. And the guns that I use, I'm pretty comfortable with a long gun. I'm coming to you next month and I'm going to get some lessons with I have a new 9mm. LT9 Ruger pink camo color, and I'll be getting some lessons from you on that. But with the turkey hunting, with the 20 gauge pumps, it's just usually 6 loads, and it does what it needs to do.
If you got a 20 pound turkey, I don't think we have anything to complain about. That is a big chunky bird.
I got that at about 30 yards. I think it was a pretty good shot.
I think people underestimate the power of 20 gauge hunting.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I turkey hunt, I love to go out the night before, but you know, in the spring, and you go out and you do your little owl calls or whatever call you're using to kind of find where they are in the trees, get yourself all situated, and then, you know, middle of the night, practically, you get back out there and you set up your little decoys out there, and at that first sound, when that, you know, daybreak is happening and you hear that little gobble gobble, it's like such a thrill. And I think anyone that turkey hunts knows that thrill. It's quite an experience.
It absolutely is. I got hooked. And, you know, like you said, if you get a bird or if you're successful in your hunt, that's fantastic. If you're not, the fact that you spent the day out in the air in that space, that's just so peaceful. And the funny thing is we spend so much time in the firearms industry focused on the equipment, and we love the equipment. And then we get very focused on the combatives and the violent side of things that we're trying to protect our families from, that we have to remind ourselves in the contemporary gun culture, especially the folks that are new, that there is a very peaceful, very conservation-minded, very tradition-rich space that is the hunting world. And it's not a bunch of yahoos. These are intelligent people who are grounded, who are going to get their quiet time, their happy zen space in the woods. And if they're able to ethically harvest an animal, that's fantastic. And if they're not, it's still as much of a rewarding experience to walk out of the woods with something as it is to walk out just with empty hands.
It is. And you know, as a hunter myself, I know that we pay all these taxes on things, and those taxes go towards the animal conservation and to keep our herds and our population healthy. So I don't mind paying the extra taxes on any of them, on my hunting supplies or gears, because it goes towards that. I don't think a lot of people that don't hunt realize that we do care very much for nature, and we try to protect it and keep it as healthy as possible. It's not just a bunch of yahoos out there with guns shooting anything in sight. You know, it's a very dedicated profession, you know, and people are very serious about it when they go, and you can come away from it game free, but still have such a positive experience being out in the woods and being, you know, kind of one with nature. And I love that aspect of it.
Your definition of a trophy changes very, very quickly after a couple of days
with
a really knowledgeable person. You know, it was amazing. I learned so much about the ecology and the species and the ecosystem tromping around in the woods with a couple of guys that I spent time with. And it was fascinating. It was like I was in a science lab the whole time. And I never looked at the woods the same again, and I grew up in them. It was absolutely fantastic. So I have to ask, when we're talking about, because we're on a gun show, guns, of course, you chose your carry gun. What was, other than the fact that it looks fantastic and is totally
the pink
your
camo.
Look.
It's Muddy Girl pink camo. I love that. I love that weapon.
I have an AR for my daughter, is Muddy Girl.
I love it. I carry concealed the 9mm and also a 380 LCP Ruger. I strap that to my ankle a lot. It's a very small. And, you know, how I started carrying concealed was a story in itself. I, I ride a motorcycle and I'm alone a lot on a bike. You know, that's kind of another little zen moment for me. And I turned around in a parking lot and dropped my bike. And I didn't have a phone at the time, you know, cell phones back in the day, because I've ridden since I was 15. You know, they really weren't as popular as they are now. And I dropped my bike, and an 18-wheeler drove by and isolated me so no one from the road could see me. And I thought, okay, I'm going to be dead. Obviously, the man helped me, and I lived. But from that moment on, I was like, okay, I'm going to get my license and carry concealed. And so I do. And I think, especially in today's world, it's a very important thing for women to be able to confidently and safely carry concealed. I really do.
And you know what? All it takes is one brush with an experience that makes you feel vulnerable and at the mercy of somebody else that really changes your perspective and your drive and interest to have the tools and the skills to take care of yourself should you ever have to. So I'm glad
about your classes. Oh, yeah. And that's what I love about you, that you are so supportive of that and women, you know, really protecting themselves. And I love that you teach kids, you know, young, all of the safety skills that they need so that if something happens, you know, it does to me is if a child has never seen and taught what a gun can do, you know, if it's around in a friend's house, you know, what can happen. So it's very, very important that kids learn young and that women are able to go to these classes and feel safe in an all-women's class or whatever and learn and feel confident about carrying and feeling safe in their environment. And now, you know, I feel so much better years later because I am confident with my weapons of choice, and I feel you know, being a small woman at 5'1", you know, less than 100 pounds, I think it's really important.
You guys hang on a minute for me, Tatiana. We'll be right back one more time. The Week of the Weaponized Woman will continue. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. And this is day four of the weaponized woman. I noticed that nobody was talking about my kind of guns that are just plain and black. Everybody else's are nice, nice bright colors, nice cheerful colors, which I think that's very important to have a cheerful colored gun when you're... I'm not kidding about that either. Anyway, Tatiana, please continue on, if you will, be so kind.
Of course. Catherine, we've talked a lot about this, and it's the experience of many women when they first make entry into the firearm space, and it's that we overuse the term male-dominated because it's true. And while the statistics are in our favor, you know, there's not a lot of us out there who are publicly doing what we do, and there's not a lot of us that are positioning ourselves in roles as educators where we're exposed to new people on a regular basis. And there's a lot of people's first experience, if it's not through a spouse or family member, is in an educational environment. And that means that they're going to a class. And the very first class I ever took was a Women on Target NRA class. And it was for only women. It was taught by all men. Now, granted, they were wonderful human beings and amazing people. And it's largely thanks to them that I got bit by the bug and I've never looked back. But, you know, it's amazing to see people stepping up and performing in the role of educator. And you coming from an educational background, it seemed like a very natural transition for you to become a guide because you're leading people, you're teaching people, you're making sure that they have the knowledge they need to be successful. Tell people the story of your experience going through guide school.
Yeah, well, I went through guide school with a mostly male class. There were some females, but they were going for the recreation, which is camping, and there were very few women hunting guides. And even when I went to Augusta to take my test, and it's days of testing to get all of the certifications, every single time I went, it was a panel of male testers. And it just kind of struck me that, okay, where are the women? I just assumed, coming from, you know, education where there's a lot of women and confident women, coworkers, coming into this new field. And I've always been an outdoor girl, and my friends that were female were always outdoors doing things. I just expected that there'd be so many more women, and there just weren't. That was a little, I don't know, disconcerting to me a little bit. I was like, where are the women? So for me, I've as a female guide, I've wanted to help other women get out into the hunting atmosphere and fishing atmosphere. To be a Maine guide is a wonderful profession. I love it. And you don't have to do it full time. So it's a perfect job for a woman, truthfully. If you have to run kids different places, you know, you can work around that schedule because you're working for yourself and you're guiding for yourself. You know, it's a good second career, second income during your first career even. I was a teacher and one of my coworkers was a Maine guide. You know, they'd take people out hunting and fishing during vacations and during summers. So it's a type of, job that you could be full time if you want it to be, but it's also a really good secondary income. And if you love the outdoors, what better job than to help other people get out there? And, I'm really, focusing a lot on the women just because there are so many male guides, and I'd love to see younger women come out and participate. It's funny when I go to different meetings and different banquets and things for guides, I laugh because I'm an older lady, and I go to these events, I'm always the youngest, the littlest, and the only female. And I'm like, oh, seriously, this population of guides is getting older, and we need to get some new blood in here, and let's encourage women. So I'm very, very pro getting females out there. And I think that doing the House in the Woods event is an all-female event, and the things that you do, we're doing the gun range day for all women. It's a safe environment. I think we can build on that and hopefully years to come have really wonderful women out in the field. I think it's important.
Well, I'm excited because next month, February, we have you as a guest speaker for the Maine Gray chapter of A Girl and a Gun. And I know yes. The ladies in my chapter are so excited because meeting you is huge. Here's this incredibly beautiful woman who has done this incredible career change, and she's loving it, and she's happy. And for people to see that and to be able to experience that and hear you talk with such enthusiasm about what you're passionate about and what you're doing, that's that moment that defines their interest in something perhaps they've never considered, or they can now relate to it and are interested in a way that they never would have otherwise. Now, do you ever find on hunts that you're guiding, or fishing trips even, because you're also a licensed guide to fish, that they're not really expecting that it's a woman that's taking them guiding? Have you ever had any weird experiences there?
Absolutely. It's hysterical. We'll meet clients, and, you know, my guiding partner is male, and we literally from hat to shoes have the exact same outfit on, and they walk right by me and they'll say to Jack, oh, hi, you're our guide for the day, literally pushing me out of the way to get to him. And, you know, I mean, we laugh about it, but inside I'm going, seriously, girls hunt too, girls fish too. And then they always turn around and they look at me like, really? Or the other day I was gassing up my truck, and it's a guiding truck, and it's got all the guiding stickers all over it, you know, the registered Maine guide stuff. And the gentleman at the pump beside me says, oh, who's the Maine guide? That would be me. You know, so it's you know, really kind of funny, but it's good that you're letting me speak to that just so that other people are aware that, you know, women do these events, and we need to get more women involved. And I can't say enough about getting young women especially to come out and enjoy the outdoors and kind of give these guys a run for their money.
It's true, and it's fun. And it's fun to get together as a group of girls and go hunting. Yeah. And that's that community experience. We've talked a lot about this week, and it's so true. And it's part of why women's only events are such a vital, absolutely vital part of the educational process and breaking down those barriers and facilitating more women pursuing the experience beyond
later in life.
Purchase. Absolutely.
And even later in life, you know, because I made this career change, you know, I'm not going to say my age, but it's over 40, at an age where, you know, most people are like, okay, well, I'm just going to settle in and coast or whatever. And I've never been one to really be comfortable settling in. And I'd had a really good career as a teacher, and I enjoyed the kids tremendously, but I wanted another adventure. I wanted a challenge, you know, and it was a challenge to go and do these things and to prove that I could, you know, join the old boys network of Maine hunting and fishing. And And I think it's wonderful that you invited me to come there and do that, because if someone can see someone of my age, and I'm little and female, can do it, then anybody can do it. Literally anybody can take the classes and be comfortable and confident out in the Maine woods and waters. They really can. And once they've seen that someone else has done it and can do it, and how much fun it is, that it just will spark something within them, hopefully, and they'll get out there and want to, you know, lead whatever adventure their heart takes them to, you know. And that's why I admire you so much. You really followed your heart and have done amazing things. And I think for women, we really need to find those role models and support other women and bring them along with us. And I think that's amazing that you do that.
Well, that's what this week is all about, and that's why we had to have you on the show. We've got just about a minute left. Catherine, let's talk about Gold Star Outfitters. Again, this is a 501c3 program. It brings first responders from all over the country. We've had 9/11 first responders who have participated in this program. We've had incredible groups of veterans, male and female, from all walks of life, partners, spouses.
And our Gold Star families, too, and our Gold Star. I'm sorry, I cut you off, but it's just the Gold Star families, too, are dear to our heart. We've done lots with them and love them dearly. And thank you so much for putting, you know, the word out there that there are people and organizations out there to help. And I really appreciate this so very much.
Now, if people are looking to contribute, because, again, these hunts are funded by the donations of people who care about supporting these individuals and their health and their lives going forward, how can people contribute to Gold Star Outfitters?
It's so funny. We are fully funded at this point, and we won't be taking donations until April again. But we're partnered with TravisMillsFoundation.org and ProjectHealingWaters.org, the three partnerships, and those organizations are also 501c3 nonprofits with love donations. And we really all work together and would appreciate, you know, any help that, you know, towards our veteran community. It's much appreciated.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine, for being on the show with us. And I really enjoyed talking hunting with you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon up at Howells.
Yeah,
Grand.
You're wonderful. Thank you so much. And I apologize for that mid-cat, you know, catastrophe.
Gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.